What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Morgan Stewart, welcome to Call Her Daddy.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
I am so excited to have you here. You got your start. Yes. On Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
Yes, I did.
Shout out.
Yes.
You transitioned to host multiple shows on E.
Multiple, yes.
You have impeccable style.
Thank you. I appreciate
and
that.
And you make it look effortless, like, and achievable. You're the kind of person that I'm, like, screenshotting and trying to, like, remake it.
Good.
I don't ever remake it well, but, like, you're the inspo.
I like that.
How did you pick your outfit today?
I'm in my Gen Z feelings today. So this is the first time I've ever worn these shoes, and I bought them because I was like, I'm a mother now, so I need to be able to wear things that are convenient to running around. And I was like, I'm never gonna wear them. And then I was like, you know what? Today is the fucking day. I'm putting them on. And then I had these pants. They don't actually look good on me, but I always, this is my, they don't. The pleats in the front make me look like they're warping my thighs inward.
Okay.
But I will tell you, I am very big on everything I buy. I make sure to wear it once, even if it was the wrong choice. If I have not returned it, I always want to make sure that I've at least put it on my body so it's not a waste. And that's really how this all happened. And then I was going to wear a navy turtleneck. Oh, do we have enough time to listen to all this bullshit?
Yeah.
I was going to wear a navy turtleneck and it read too dark. So then I grabbed this and then I was like, is this too much like a t-shirt? That's how it came together. And I just left.
I'm just geeking because I'm so happy your shoes are clean, because this is a disaster set.
Can I tell
when
you?
People come on with the dirt, can't have it.
I was also going to tell you they have
brand
not been
new.
In the world.
I have never had someone go into that much detail when I asked them that question, and I actually appreciate it.
Yeah, I like to give you an experience.
How do you describe your style?
Ooh. It's classic with a little bit of a flair. I don't get into the trends. I try to avoid it. I've been able to get into the trends lately because my husband has more accessible income, so I can like fuck up more.
I love the
But
honesty.
If you are on a budget, you should be buying a white and a black t-shirt, two pairs of jeans, black and blue, a black blazer, a beige blazer, and like keep it moving. Don't get into the like crappie tops. Mm-hmm. If you have to replenish your closet a lot, don't do that.
Just go with the basics.
Just go with the basics because they never, ever, 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 ever leave. That's why they're called classic. Like getting into the like Barbie stripper vibe mm-hmm. right now. I can't do it.
So you're just taking your husband's credit card.
Oh, yeah.
Swiping.
Well, no, I have my own on his account.
Oh, love that.
Oh, no.
So you're just not spending your own money.
No, ladies, this is no I'm not. I gave two children to this person. Two in 1 year and 1 day apart. Okay.
I mean,
it was
superwoman.
Yeah. It was a lot, but it was amazing. The best thing I've ever done.
And so
the
you
best.
Earned this.
I've earned it. And I will tell you, because I get on this tangent and I'm always like, I'm not the... It is still a little bit strange for me because I'm somebody that has my own money. I'm still getting paid out at E.
Shout out.
Shout Woo! Out. So I really, you know, a part of me is like, well, I could just pay for this. But I just feel like...
Let him.
No, let him. Right.
Thanks,
let him.
Babe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go have a kid. See
exactly.
how that feels.
Exactly.
What is a current fashion trend that you love? Even though I know you said you don't like trends. If you had to pick.
I think the sneakers right now. I feel like sneakers are really big. I feel like girls are wearing them all the time. And that's something that I'm getting more into. That's what I like.
Are you into the dad sneakers, like the New Balance?
I am.
Okay.
And by the way, I had those like in the seventh grade. Things always come back. It's crazy. But I haven't gotten a pair. They've been hard to find.
I got one pair recently and someone that I work with complimented me on them. And I was ecstatic because I didn't really know. Like I'm sometimes like just going with it. Like I think this looks good, but I didn't really know for sure. And then I put them on and like... within an hour someone complimented me on
them
and I'm like, oh my god, I'm in the right lane.
Yes,
like, I know what
after.
I'm kind of doing. I'm happy these are back.
They never left for me. Doesn't matter. Okay. Whatever year, I'm obsessed with an UGG, and I will do like an UGG
to the knee.
I'll do it. Oh yeah.
Did you ever get rid of yours?
Never.
Thank God.
I had to get rid of one black pair because they had seen the light of day.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
like, disgusting. Yeah.
I had the sand color when I was in seventh grade.
Yeah.
And I had to throw them out because they were to the knee. And
yeah.
they were just at that point brown.
Brown.
So it wasn't as cute.
I get it.
The UGGs, when people are like, they're so ugly. No, they're
not. Absolutely
not. And they're comfortable.
Amazing. And even like the super cropped ones with the platform. Now I'm trying to get my hands on those, but I can't find them.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Daddy Gang, I get that there are some things you don't want to share, but bottling everything up inside can truly have some awful consequences. I remember growing up, I guess honestly, the truth is I was getting bullied and I was like so embarrassed to tell my family that because at home I was fine, but at school it was tough for me. And I just remember feeling so awful about myself and I kept it to myself and I dealt with it by myself. And it literally just caused truly maybe like a decade of trauma. And later in life, now that I've processed it, I'm like, damn, I would have been so much better off if I had just talked to someone about it. And it didn't even have to be my parents. Talking helps a lot. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I have had such an incredible relationship and experience with therapy. I was so ready to get better and to better myself and to understand myself more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists whenever you need to for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/daddy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/daddy. This episode is brought to you by Corona, the official cerveza of La Vida Más Fina, aka The Fine Life. If there is one thing the Daddy Gang knows how to do, it's live the fine life. I'm talking rooftop parties in the city, weekend getaways, long summer lunches that stretch from midday till the sun goes down. Corona brings relaxing, refreshing vibes to every occasion. Get yours today at ordercorona.com. Drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I just got a new closet. I just moved into my new house.
Okay.
And I've heard that you're the queen of organization.
I am really, I've become.
I need like a little tip for all the girlies listening and for myself. What is an organization tip that you have that's just a good go-to to remember when we're trying to organize our closets?
Organize your closet based on season. So now I'm transferring summer things out. I don't care what anyone says, California, we still have seasons.
Yeah.
It's fall. Yeah. No linen. No, even my son was in linen yesterday. I was like, oh no, Chris, no linen. He's not in linen anymore. It's October.
How old is your son?
8 months. But why are we in the linen joggers? He has new like sweat joggers.
Who put him in linen joggers?
My nanny. I was like, no, Chris, no.
Oh.
We can't do that.
So you had to be like, listen, we're not in season.
No, we're not in season. No linen.
Do you like how your husband dresses?
This is such a question. Okay, so I really love the way my husband dresses. I will say, and a sign of a mature relationship and how I've grown is I also do not control it. Okay. He can wear what he wants. I don't have the energy to change things. We are not stylistically completely on the same page, but I appreciate what he wears because it works for him. The transition why are you asking me everything that's going on in my life? The things that we transition now, it's the transitioning from day to night where I would like it to be a little bit more formal, but we're having a hard time finding that happy medium because he still wants to be himself. And I'm like, but just wear the crew neck sweater and the jacket.
Right.
But
does he get annoyed by you when you try to tell him what to do?
Like, it's not a conversation. And he's like a silent, strong person. He's not a loud, strong person.
Oh,
which
is actually worse.
I know. Because I'm like, oh, he's like has this power over me, but nobody usually does. So yes, but I do like it.
Is that normal in your relationships that you usually have the power?
Oh, yeah. Usually like dominate and like and completely like, you know, I overpower people. But I feel like the people that have been in my life in the past that I've dated have always somewhat wanted to. They've almost wanted to be like me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, in a way?
Like, absolutely. I exude like a strength that I think is appealing to males. And then they're like, whoa, this is maybe too much. But with my current husband, I don't need to do that because we're just really balanced.
That's really interesting. I can relate to that. At first, they're so attracted to it. And then they get in the relationship with you. And then it's a full for sure thing. And that's when they get the most insecure. But in the dating phase, they love it. And then you settle down and it's like, it's the same thing as when girls are like, wait, why did you like when I posted bikini photos when we weren't fully exclusive? And 100%. Now that we are, you're like all scared and you're going and running and liking other girls' bikini photos.
100%.
Like, pick a fucking lane.
Pick a lane.
That's really interesting. Okay, so the husband dresses to your liking.
Yes, he does.
But
I like
you
it.
Could elevate a little bit.
I wouldn't even elevate it. I would transition small things and I'm only talking about at night.
So mine is kind of the opposite, which is so strange. My boyfriend, I've never dated a man like this, has the best taste.
Oh my God, it's so nice, right?
He really knows how to dress.
Okay.
And he really understands design. Like, we just redid our house and he was like, we don't need to get that big of a designer because like, I know what we need.
Smart.
And it's like shocking to be in. If anything, it makes me insecure because I'm usually the one, the guys that I've ever dated, I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you think I'm wearing. This relationship, I'm like, okay, he has better taste. And I have to accept that.
Which is honestly, that's so smart because I feel like my husband like accepts it, but doesn't think our taste is as different as it is, even though it's not. I think that's a...
You're like, it's so fucking different. It's shout out. You're listening to me.
That is very smart of you because it's so nice to have that.
Right. Just accept it.
Yes.
Someone's going to have better style and taste.
Mm-hmm.
Lean into that.
Totally.
Rather than try to just make it equal. Not everything has to be equal in a relationship.
I agree with you.
Okay, good.
Yes.
What is your take on matching your children's outfits? Is mommy and daughter going to be wearing the same thing? And are your children going to be wearing the same thing?
No and no.
Okay.
Absolutely fucking not. Like, you don't have friends? Like, you don't need to dress your kid alike to you. Like, you don't... Didn't you do that when you were in seventh grade?
No,
with your friend in the black skirt?
My mother, she made my sister and I wear the same things for, like, Christmas.
But
and
that is also, like, a traditional thing. Yeah. And I feel like that's also... That was our parents' generation.
True.
I feel like that's... Like, I get the Christmas photos and you're in the little blue dress or whatever.
Do you send out a holiday card?
Oh my God, I haven't, but I guess I'm going to this year.
Why?
Because I feel like I should do that. It's like it's a mature, nice thing.
Oh.
It's like a way to send a photo of your family with like it being in line with it being appropriate. Like it's fun. It's an excuse to get a photo out of you guys.
Right.
So yes, I will send a holiday card out. I did not send one last year.
Are you going to be figuring out the outfits?
Yes. Okay, wait. I did a photo shoot with my kids and they did wear the same outfit. I forgot. But can I tell you, they were leggings.
Like,
he was like 3 months old and she was however old she was. And they were in like beige leggings and a long sleeve shirt. Like it was like pajamas. It wasn't, and we were all in beige. My husband's still mad at me about everyone being in beige.
Completely contradict. I would never have my kids match. Oh my God.
But by the way, it wasn't supposed to be a fashion statement. They were just supposed to blend in, if that makes sense.
I get that. Oh, okay. Just, you wanted your kids to blend in because you wanted to stand out.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah,
that's good. Do you think your daughter is going to have the same personality as you?
Yeah.
How are you going to deal with that?
I don't know. She already brings me to my knees.
Really?
She really is so strong. You can really tell about children. You can tell who's going to be the fucking loser. Who's not going to have friends. I'm kidding. I'm so kidding. Her friends, I'm like, oh, dork. No, I'm
such a bitch.
By the way,
it.
It's hilarious because every mom thinks that. Every mom analyzes it. But I will say, I think that I can tell she's extremely sweet inside, genuinely. And I'm not saying that because she's mine. And then there is a side that's quite fierce and strong-willed. So I do think we're quite alike.
Where do you think you got that from?
You know, I feel like I'm very much like my mom, but she's less crazy and less... Like, she's crazy in her own way, but not as outward as I am.
Right, right, right.
She's a little bit more conservative, a little bit more dialed back.
Did you get in trouble in school at all?
So this is so weird because every person I've ever been interviewed by in this context has always asked me that and always asks my mom that. And I never got in trouble. I was never late for curfew. It was only in my early 20s that it was a little messy because I was kind of in love and dating the wrong person. Mm. And by dating, like I was dating him, he was not dating me.
Oh, God, love that.
I was like, well, I'm coming over. He's like, no. And I was like, no, I'm coming over. And that's when I think my mom called me a few times because I was like, you know, I had been in college and then I left college and she was like, where are we going here? What the fuck are you doing with your life?
Though, I think why people probably ask you that is because I think you have this very like outspoken, confident nature about you that I would see you as the person in class telling the teacher that he had the answer wrong. So you were just not like that.
I was not like that, but I also struggled like intensely in school. I had a really hard time. I definitely had like severe learning disabilities that were not diagnosed till like my senior year of high school. It was like, she's failing math every year. What's wrong? Let's ignore it and keep her going. And then in senior year, they're like, you're not going to graduate. So I had to go do a night school and pass the class. I had to see a math psychologist because I had such a bad learning disability. So to be honest with you, I don't know how I know how to spell. So I was not like that. So I kind of just shut my mouth as much as possible.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because like you weren't confident in that aspect. So you're like, I'm just going to sit here and listen.
Right.
But then outside of the school doors, you're like running shit.
Exactly.
Like the playground, you're thriving.
Oh, yeah.
Just not where the desks are.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
And I think that's great for your career also that worked out.
Exactly.
You've got a great personality.
Thank God.
Okay, what is a hot take that you currently have? I know you had a show on E!, obviously, Necessary Realness. Are you sad it's done?
No, I just think that's the stupidest decision anyone could have made. I mean, literally, like, you know how many people do you interview? How many people really impress you? Good talent is hard.
Oh, it's very hard.
And somebody being manufactured by, like, whatever circumstance they're around that makes them popular doesn't mean that
so they kicked you off?
Oh, they ended the shows. they ended the shows. They put an end to Nightly Pop, Daily Pop, and they were like, we're going to sunset Necessary Realness. I will tell you, Necessary Realness was like my little show. Mm-hmm. I love doing it. I love the people that worked on it. I definitely was, it's not a negative because it was time for me to go and figure out what I really want to do.
But are they coming up with new shows to replace you guys?
I have no idea. They're doing an E! News reboot. So they're bringing back the show that they got rid of 5 years ago.
Oh, that sounds relevant.
Uh-huh. And so they're doing that. I don't know. And beyond that, I don't know. But I will tell you, I saw a psychic when I was redoing my contract last year. And he said, I would sign this deal. You're not going to be in it for the remainder of the time you've signed up for. And I
maybe
was like,
they work for E! News. Maybe your psychic is low-key working.
No, this psychic has told me things. He told me that I was going to name my son with a G name. I was like, yeah, right, Gary. Who the fuck has a G name? There's no way. Like, there's no possible way my son's going to have a G
name.
And
it's Gray.
And it's Gray.
It's a good name.
Yeah, it's a good name, right?
It took
a
long time. Okay, well, now I need the psychic's number.
Oh, I'll give it to you. He will
change your life.
No, it's like not. It's like he's a medium. It's no joke.
Were you sad the day it happened?
I was emotional because I had been with everybody for so long, but I had done 6 years of 5 a.m. wake-ups. I was doing at one point the most, I was doing 4 shows a day. I mean, I worked like, it's not physically possible or sustainable to work the way I worked. I'm grateful for the experience, but it was a mutual feeling of, okay, it's time to move on. I had been feeling like I had hit the ceiling there.
Was it affecting your relationship or anything?
It wasn't affecting my relationship with my husband now. It was fine. He knew I wanted to do this, but also we were in the pandemic. So the last few years hadn't been consistent. And then I also had 2 babies in 2 years. So I like, it was the perfect time to part ways.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have so much respect for how you managed that show because you kept it so real. And I think sometimes on TV, especially those formats can come off a little like scripted and stuffy and just like a little like, do I believe that's actually her personality?
Completely.
And you were like fully able to be yourself,
which is
great.
And they did a good job with that because they had to edit out quite a bit to keep it safe too a little bit.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So shout out to them.
Shout out. Thank you.
Yes.
What is a hot take? Let's pretend we're on the show. What is a hot take that you currently have?
So it's hilarious because my PR sent me this, like, that was a question. I was like, what's a hot take? So I asked my agent. I was like, what is a hot take? Like, what is it? She goes, well, a hot take I have is that you can be friends with your ex. Everyone's friends with their exes. And I was like, I'm going to steal that and I'm going to credit you. I always credit people, by the way.
Love that.
I never take someone's fashion. I always credit.
Right. Well, you can't. You'll get canceled.
Yeah, exactly. By the way. And I then was really thinking about it and I was like, no, you can't.
Wait, no, you can't.
No, you can't. She's like, I'm going to read you the quote.
Read me the fucking quote because we could do a whole episode on this. No, you can't because only if you are in a new relationship, if you're in a relationship. If you're single, sure, be friends with all your fucking exes.
Also, I was going to pull it up and I was like, it's so much, but
just read it.
The reality is that if you're so able to be friends with your ex, then why are you breaking up? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I said that. I think there are a lot of factors that go into literally my homework. Do you love it? I think there are a lot of factors that go into making a relationship work and making someone your person, your long-term partner. I have a laundry list of reasons I am not with exes, but there are definitely a lot of reasons I like them in the first place that still exist. The majority of people on this planet are people you will not have a connection to, not have any chemistry with. And so when you find someone you actually connect with that's rare and wonderful, and just because it doesn't work out romantically for you, why does that mean those people should be out of your life completely?
Let's talk about this.
It's no fucking way.
Okay, tell me your take on that.
I don't think it's, first of all, what you said I think is accurate. I think you cannot be friends with an ex unless you were not ever in love with them and you didn't share a genuine romantic connection. Because if you're walking away from the relationship so easily and able to revisit, then why separate at all?
No, I completely agree. I think I've had relationships where I'm like, oh, like one of my college boyfriends, I'm like, oh, like he was so cute and like I just walked all over him and I feel bad for that and like he's such a good guy.
Yeah.
And like if I ever saw him, we'd be totally chill.
Totally.
I'm not texting him.
Absolutely not.
That's so strange.
And also, why do you want, if you want to be friends with them, you probably want to be in their lives for other reasons. I just don't, but it works for her. There's no like.
But I agree with the sentiment of like, I don't hate everything about them. Of course not. But you take that with you and you move along.
You move along.
You don't need to be marinating over there in that like, ooh, like I love this part of him. So I want to like keep it going in my life.
Exactly.
Well, I think that if you're single, you can absolutely be friends with ex.
Agreed.
I would say be cautious about that, though, because then you're not moving forward and you may just keep going back into Agreed. That awful cycle. However, the minute you get a new partner, the only way to be able to have like a healthy relationship is to move on from your past relationships.
Agreed.
Someone that's been inside you, or you've been inside them, or putting something in whatever hole.
Yep, I get it.
Let's just
move on.
You can totally respect.
Agreed.
But it doesn't need to be a texting buddy, let's get lunch every week.
Okay, but I did my homework, because that's a hot take, right?
I'm so impressed with you. Yeah. Did you do your homework for this question?
What was the next question? Because I was wasted for 4 days last week. What are the questions?
Wait, where were you again?
I went to Napa for my husband's birthday, and I mean, today is even a struggle for me.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
You look great.
Thank you. Well, I got a glam for an hour and a half. I was like, Tammy, we got till 10:15. I'm not going to be late. She's like, your eyes are small. I'm like, I don't care. You need to just do the mascara. She's like, more lashes. I said, it's 11 a.m. We don't need more lashes, Tammy. I'm leaving. So that's it.
I think you look great. You look so beautiful. Everything is put together. Your teacher outfit. Is that what you said?
It's my teacher. By the way, it's my Gen Z teacher look.
I am obsessed with it.
Thank you.
Okay. Also, I've never been to Napa. Is it good? Great.
That's your next place.
Okay.
It's so close. It's unbelievable.
Do you recommend going there as a couple or like with friends
A
bunch?
Couple and couple friends. It's not a single girl's place.
You really can throw a party, huh?
Oh, yeah. I honestly, that might be my next career.
Oh.
I love it so much.
A party planner.
I could be a serious party planner. I'm like, it took so much work to plan this birthday and I really thrived.
I saw the things you made for your husband for his birthday and I was like, every single little detail. Uh-huh. I couldn't even come up with that in a year.
No, it was a lot. But I will say shout out to my mother-in-law because she really helped me. She is like Oz. She is like a magical wizard that like will like just come up with these insane ideas, and it'll just, she got 22 pieces of metal engraved in 24 hours. She's like, I can get it done. Don't worry. I can get it done. She said, there's nothing I can't do. She literally had it all fucking done. I was like, there's no way. She had a neon sign. My assistant picked it up that morning and drove it to Napa. It was done the morning of the party.
How nice is it to like your mother-in-law?
Not to get too crazy and deep. Okay. We are like kindred spirits through life.
Have you had the opposite before, even if it wasn't like an absolute mother-in-law?
Not bad. I've never had a bad relationship with anybody's mother, but definitely not to this level. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I've had like the son mommy dynamic where it's a little too incestual that you're like, do you want to fuck your mom or me? What's going on?
That's not the guy for you. Mm-hmm. I can just say, no, it does not work.
It doesn't work at all.
No, it does not work.
It's such a turnoff also.
100%.
Sexually.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, you have to call your mommy every couple hours. Like, get it together. Adults.
And that's something I have to think about with my son. Yeah. He's got a sweet spirit, so I might need to smack it out of him soon. But he's adorable. They're good kids.
And they've got great names. So they're immediately cool by association. Also you. The whole thing is going to work for them.
Thank you.
Okay. What is a hot take that you've had in the past that you no longer stand by?
Okay, I used to have that I used to not like Anne Hathaway or her style, and now I love her.
Oh my God.
Is that a hot take?
That's so good.
I used to not be able to look at her. I was like, oh my fucking, why does she annoy me to this level? Now she's my idol. She is my queen. I don't know what the fuck she's done. It's that subtle actress work that's just puffing the right things up. The cheekbones are sunken in the right way. The outfits, I'm inspired by them. It's the tousled bang.
She's back right where she needed to be in Devil Wears Prada.
I love her.
And we loved her in that movie.
Loved.
Who didn't love her?
Yes, and I love her now.
I think she went through a really weird phase where people were just shitting on her.
Hated her. It was when she was like hosting the Oscars and it was just like too theatrical. Mm-hmm. And I think what it read as we've touched on, it's the inauthenticity that people just don't have time for.
Was she in Les Mis?
Yes.
Because it was too theatrical. And we're like, we want you back. Princess Diaries.
Yes.
Our queen.
Yes.
Like, give it back to us. And she's back in her era.
Yep.
So yeah. I think that's a great hot take that you used to have and then you don't agree with. And now you change your mind. Okay. You have discussed pop culture and celebrities for years. So I'm interested to know who would be your celebrity hall pass?
John Mayer. Was that too fast?
John Mayer.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, my husband knows. It's always, when I was single for a little bit, I was like, I'm going to go out with John Mayer. Guess that did not happen.
Have you ever met him?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, still did not happen. Oh, no, I'm fine. Moved on now.
What about... Uh-huh. You're like, I'm fine.
He's a Libra. My husband's a Libra. I get along with Libras. I was like, oh, he would totally, if he had 2 hours with me, he would fall in love with me. Nope. Not even a little. Not for a second.
Wait, what about him do you love?
I don't know. I think he's hot. Mm. I think he's just got the whole thing down. I'm into it. I love that he's just like mysteriously moving through every single person you've ever met.
Ever.
Except me. I'm fine. I'm just saying. That's my celebrity hot.
I'm here.
Yeah.
And would your husband be okay with it?
Oh, no, absolutely never.
Oh, okay.
No, we're not. We're like totally. Right. Yeah.
Closed.
We are like, yes.
But do you know who his is?
I feel like he's also more quiet about his hall passes, which is like the ones you always have to watch out for. Like the people that vocalize their desires, it's on the table. He's like, oh, she's pretty. Shut the fuck up with she's pretty. Who says she's pretty about any person in their life?
No one.
No one.
Unless you're in love with them.
Right. There you go. Who's he? I'm going to call.
Who the fuck?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So he's made little comments.
Yes. Who? I'm trying. I guarantee you when I leave, we're just going to have to do this again. Because when I leave, I'm going to be like, oh, he likes blah, blah, blah. He thinks Kim's hot. But like that, if you're a frog, you think Kim is hot. She is a really beautiful.
I've never seen her in person. I've heard she's.
It's like looking at the sun. You can't stare too long. She's stunning. This is very beautiful and was always very beautiful.
I agree.
That's why
I
this
agree.
Works as well I as
agree.
It does.
I agree. Wow. Okay, so Kim for your husband and you, John Mayer.
Yes.
What a fun couple night. You guys should just do it all together.
There you go. By the way,
have to watch out because Kim's single. Well, I guess John's single too.
Oh, yeah.
What's the most memorable interaction you had when you met a celebrity?
I mean, it's not as fun as it should be because it was on Zoom, but I guess it's split. They're my highlights. Rihanna, I went in to do a interview with her for Fenty Beauty, and it was sort of like you were in a waiting room in Zoom, and then I opened the camera up, and those are very stressful.
Oh,
and
so
doing
stressful.
Things over the internet are very stressful. Oh, you want to be able to meet someone, be able to do a little small talk, right? And she was like, oh my God, Morgan, I loved you on Rich Kids. You were so funny. And I was 7.5 months pregnant, and I like peed a little bit. It was literally, I was like so excited and I couldn't hold my labia tight because it was like flapping open at that point. And that's what happened. And then George Clooney was also so fucking lovely and like a movie star. So those two. The bigger the star, I've realized, the nicer they are.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because you've already achieved that level of success. You just want good, normal, nice people around you to treat you like a human being. You're not insecure. Right. You're not climbing. Jen Aniston, really nice.
I mean.
Never met her. I've just heard. Just saying.
I love her so much.
So
shout
much.
Out. You're just.
I can't handle it.
I can't. But you know what? I don't think that pertains to the James Corden issue.
By the way.
That was big.
I've heard. We've heard.
So there was a lot of news. I feel like now I'm doing like the nightly pop show.
Yay!
But I never usually cover pop culture. But James Corden, which is one thing that I just do not fuck with, is news came out that he is the biggest fucking asshole to waiters. And Balthazar, a very famous place in New York City.
Yes.
That's just like the best French place to go to. I guess he was just like a fucking dick to the waiters. Yep. And they banned him from going there.
Yep.
And I don't fuck with that.
I don't fuck with that ever.
You are not better than anyone.
I agree.
And
I agree.
How dare you be rude?
How do you get to that point? And how does it stay quiet for so long? I feel like if I'm rude to anybody, it's everywhere in 2 minutes. To make myself that big.
No, no, no.
But I do feel like it spreads around. Uh-huh. I don't know if it's a male versus female thing. I hate to go
there. Right, because you're a bitch. He's never going to be called a bitch.
No.
What's he going to be called? An asshole.
But now he apologized and is unbanned in 2 minutes. Like, you're rude to he's not just rude to waiters. He's rude, allegedly. And I've heard from
allegedly.
Multiple people that we know, obviously, that he's not polite. And I don't know how you actually are a person that's not polite to other people.
It's just, especially when you hear like the status of someone, like you have such privilege and such access, and just be like so grateful and gracious to people around you because be happy for what you have and
agreed.
Be fucking nice. And especially when people are rude to waiters, I'm like, you're disgusting.
Disgusting.
But that's really interesting take that the bigger the celebrity, the nicer they are.
In my experience, I think with James Corden,
but he's not even as big as, you know, I mean, Rihanna. George Clooney has full movie star. Like, I bet from a young age he came out of the womb and they're like, he's gonna be a movie star.
Yeah, I think he just has that sort of je ne sais quoi vibe that, like, I don't know if that exists anymore in our generation.
I don't think it does. Because when you see Brad, you're like, that is a movie star. Leo, a movie star. But then, you know, Austin Butler, to me, doesn't have movie star vibes.
I think also because he's too close in our age group. But I do think it's possible maybe that he can grow like into it. Yeah. I think he's also like borderline too pretty. He doesn't have that sort of like rugged vibe that is like these other guys have.
Yeah. Brad can be rugged even though he's prettier than both of us.
By the way, and my mom met him once and he signed something for me. He's lovely. That's another person that's lovely.
Did you always want to be in the spotlight? Because you're meeting all the, that was fast.
To be honest, I didn't always want to be in the spotlight. I always wanted to be successful at my talents. What it was.
What were your talents?
Like, my talent was talking to people, being funny, engaging, and, like, even, I feel like my talent, secret talent, is, like, even if people hated me, like, I'm talking early club days, and, like, we had a weirdness because one girl was sleeping with somebody, I was sleeping, they still told me all of their insecurities and deepest thoughts, and then told me even about the person that they were sleeping with. Like, I can disarm people and make them feel comfortable. So, and I struggled so much in school that I wasn't gonna, like, go to college and do that for 4 years. I really needed to kind of rely on the assets I had, which were not always so easy to put into a job description.
I love it. Yeah. I think it's great when you like you the fact that you knew and look, you made it happen.
Yeah, thank God.
You're married to Jordan McGraw.
I am.
His dad is Dr. Phil.
He is.
Does he act like your therapist at family dinners?
You know what? He's very quiet in real life and he doesn't need to say a lot, which is the opposite of me to fill in the void. And same with my husband. He doesn't need to say a lot too. So every time I'm around him, I adore him. We get along very well. He inspires me. I mean, the self-made success that man has had is, I mean, he tried to talk to me about my e-contract. I'm like, this is too below. We're not talking. I'm talking about cable television. Like, I'm not getting money back on the sales here or the like time slots. I just need to know if I should ask for this or this.
Right.
He is wicked smart. I definitely am like, can he read my mind?
Uh-huh.
Like, does he know all my hurt feelings and traumas and like bad habits? But we have a really nice banter.
Were you nervous when you first met him?
Well, you know, I dated my husband first.
Right.
And 12 years ago now. For a year. And then we broke up. But I had seen his parents around throughout the times that we weren't together. It was always energetically very strange. To the point where I was with my ex-husband in Saint-Tropez. I met up with my current husband's brother and sister-in-law and went on my in-law's yacht. And sat with my mother, now mother-in-law and father-in-law for like an hour with me, my ex-husband, and my best friend. And I had seen them at restaurants. You guys, the world works in such mysterious ways. And I've always had a lovely relationship with them.
So I guess you were friends with your ex?
Can I tell you the craziest thing? He wasn't there.
So this is fucking crazy.
Yeah, he was not there. He was on tour. And it was his older brother, who I've always gotten along with, his wife, who I adore. We met up in Saint-Tropez and hung out.
Was your ex-husband like, what the fuck?
Not at all. They all got along. It had been so many years that it wasn't, and Jordan was like doing his thing and like had different girlfriends. And I look back now, I mean, even the purses he bought me from 12 years ago, I never got rid of them. And that wasn't to be sentimental. That was just because it was Chanel. And I was like, well, I'm not going to get enough money. I'm going to keep it. And now I look at my closet. I'm like, I now have two children with you. I'm going to now pass this on to you that so your dad crazy. Gave me this bag when we dated when we were 22 or whatever. Like, it's crazy.
Does his family also live in LA?
Yes. They live close to us. We see them. My mother-in-law comes over all the time because we're very close. I go there. She made a room for Ro that is nicer than my entire house. It's like a joke.
And your family lives in LA too?
And my family lives in LA.
Is that a lot?
No. We got lucky with this. My parents are happily married and have been for almost 40 years.
Wow.
And they've been together 40 fucking 4 years. They are the most, and I'm not just saying this to you, they're like eating at their kitchen counter like normal fucking people. Like I've got so blessed.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's good.
You obviously have been with Jordan for how many years now?
Oh my God, 2020 we started to be together. Oh, wow. We are going to be married only 2 years in December. It feels like we've been together for 25 years.
I love it.
Yeah.
How do your personalities complement each other?
I am so external and extroverted, and he's extroverted in a different way. So he's more introverted and calm and reads situations really well and is a really good judge of character. I have a harder time with that. Interesting. I'm really open and vulnerable upon meeting people, and then I'm like, fuck, why did I do that? Shit, right. I don't trust you. I don't like you. And then I have to backpedal. He's very good at like balancing me out. Every time I'm in a bad mood or don't feel good about something, he can talk me off a ledge. I'm working on being able to do that for him because he's like, if he gets upset about something, I'm like, don't worry about it. And it's like, no, you have to validate someone's feelings, which I talked about my therapist. She was That's like, good. No, you can't. You have to also make them feel, because I'm like, get in the game. We're fucking fine. Charge through it. And he's like, can you just like be in my feelings with me? I'm like, Oh, the feelings.
You're like, oh, right.
Hate feelings. But yeah.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. Uh-huh. So when he needs to cry, you're like, buck up.
I'm working on it because that's how I've been.
Cuddle him.
Yes. I'm sweet. I validate. But we also think the exact same way about 90% of things.
So nice.
Anything we watch on TV, anything we see, we have the exact same immediate reaction at the same speed, which is very rare.
That is so rare. Yeah. And I think that when that happens, you got to hold on to it.
That's why we came back around.
When you guys had children, was there anything that completely shifted in your relationship?
No, I think we were really, really, really on the same page about making sure that our relationship was a priority and we couldn't be completely only centered around our children.
So smart.
You have to do that or you just will not survive.
At all.
Because there's always something to do. There's always something to fix. There's always something to talk about. And at one point, we did have to peel back on getting the house like in order and having the right people around. And he finally at dinner was kind of like, you need to learn to stop talking after people leave. You need to just relax and enjoy your life and stop worrying about things that can't be changed right now. Because I am such a doer. I want to get things fixed immediately. He's like, you just can't.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I feel calmer from hearing his words.
Yeah, it is.
Just, I think I'm a little like that. Like just a little much.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend's always like, how about you just like calm down?
Yeah.
When they do that, now I don't get upset when, because if another boyfriend in the past would say that, he'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But now I know my partner's coming from a good place.
Exactly.
So it's healthier.
Yes.
I brought you here to talk about weddings.
Okay.
Okay. Because I've never really talked about them on my show.
Okay.
You've had two.
I've had two.
Which is great.
All the experience you need.
So first of all, the first time around you had your wedding, it was a big elaborate wedding.
Yeah. We 150 people. Yeah.
How did you decide to have a big wedding?
To be honest, that's not even that big.
It's not?
It's not even that big. I feel like now, like, I feel like a big wedding is 300 people. 250, 300
could
people.
Could never do it.
And by the way, don't ever do that because that's because your parents have a lot of friends and they want them there.
No, that's not because of
you.
It's not about my parents. It's about me.
Exactly.
Okay, so you had a small, how did you decide to do a COVID wedding? Because I know a lot of people push theirs back.
It was just, I didn't want to do a whole thing again. Mm-hmm. It was about the two of us. Mm-hmm. I knew that it was the right situation and we just wanted to do it. It really, people are like, oh, you were pregnant. Nothing to do with that. I, even at the point where we were dating, I was like, if you don't want to get engaged right away, like, I don't mind. I mean, I'm happy to just do this with you because I knew Roe happened the first time anything happened. The first time.
Wait, so you're saying the first time you guys had sex?
I ever had unprotected sex, I got pregnant.
Holy shit.
It was bananas.
Were you even trying?
Not even for, I was wasted on my birthday. We had unprotected sex. I was like, I can just pop a pill for that.
Right.
I was like, nothing's going to even happen. I mean, you hear stories that it takes months and months and months. I knew that when I made the decision to have the unprotected sex in my drunken state, I was like, if this were to happen, which it's not going to, I feel confident enough with this person being the person who's going to be the father of my child.
That's great.
But it was fucking nuts. 4 weeks to the day, I was positive on a pregnancy test. It was wild. I was like, what?
When you took the pregnancy test, were you?
I was 1 day late and I was like, it's positive. And then I took 30 more. And they
and
were
then what
all
did you
positive.
Do? You just had a conversation with Jordan and you were like, fine?
I'm like, we're just going to have a baby.
And he was fine.
And he was fine. And he was thrilled. We wanted it. I just didn't think it was going to happen.
Totally. Like at that timeline. That's why, because I think weddings, like I'm interested by your smaller wedding versus bigger wedding, because I think a lot of people feel so much pressure to like have the big wedding or have all these people there. And half the time I feel like when you do that, it's for other people. It's not even for the people getting fucking married. It's for all the family members to like fulfill a need of theirs, whether it's like to show off or validation or just see all their fucking friends.
Right.
Do you have any advice for anyone that's like trying to figure out like what kind of wedding they want?
I think the idea for a big wedding is really, if that's something you want, I don't think you should be ashamed by that. I think you should go for it. I definitely think you should think about who you're genuinely going on the friend side. Family is more obligatory. You have to invite certain family members. I think on the friend side, do you really feel like this couple is going to be there for 10 years and down the road? Because it's also like, well, we like her, but we don't like him. And it's kind of like, you need to really just make sure that you're not inviting people to invite them.
I completely agree. And I feel like that happens a lot of times. I've seen people at their weddings and they're like, I feel like I haven't even talked to anyone that I care about. Like, oh my God, where have you guys been the whole night?
Oh,
and I think that's sad if you don't get to enjoy your actual wedding, which I'm interested to know. Like, so you enjoyed your smaller wedding.
I preferred it. So, and I'm not just saying that because this is like my current husband. I genuinely felt relaxed. I felt happy. I didn't feel exhausted. I was able to enjoy, soak it in. I remember the meal we had. I remember the cake. I remember the photos. Like, it's really about celebrating the two of you. And I don't care how much money you have. We could have had the biggest wedding in the world, but it's like we didn't want to spend that time small talking with other people.
I love it. Also, bridesmaids. Let's quickly talk about it.
Oh, God.
Do you think they're going out of style? What is your... Yeah.
It's really dated. It felt dated when I got married the first time. I just, and like most of the girls that I, oh my God, I can't even remember. Six?
Oh, wow.
I mean, I speak to most of them, but like, it's just not, it's just having girls stand up there with you. It's, I would avoid it.
Were they all wearing the same dress?
Yes. I know. I know. I know.
It's,
I know.
Listen, if people are listening and you want to have a bridesmaids, that's totally fine. Totally. I just think you shouldn't feel pressured to, because you're supposed to like have that many people standing up there with you. Get up there alone, bitch.
Exactly.
Do your thing.
And also, you have to wait for all those bitches to walk down.
It's not.
It takes too long. Ceremony under 15 minutes.
Quick.
It should be 9 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Corona, the official cerveza of La Vida Más Fina, aka The Fine Life. If there is one thing the Daddy Gang knows how to do, it's live the fine life. I'm talking rooftop parties in the city, weekend getaways, long summer lunches that stretch from midday till the sun goes down. Corona brings relaxing, refreshing vibes to every occasion. Get yours today at ordercorona.com. Drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
2 years ago, I became pregnant with a baby I desperately wanted. During a routine ultrasound, I learned that the fetus would have a fatal condition and never survive. I had to flee my own state to receive treatment. I think Donald Trump bears an incredible amount of responsibility for these restrictive laws. We need leaders that will protect our rights, and that's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Something that really grinds my gears is I somehow will find myself just subscribing to things, right? And then all of a sudden, I see I have been paying this subscription service and I don't even use it because I just forgot to cancel it. Rocket Money can help you cancel a subscription that would otherwise be more time consuming and also you probably forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see anything I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddy. That's rocketmoney.com/daddy. rocketmoney.com/daddy.
Let's talk a little bit about reality TV for a second.
Let's do it.
You were on, like I said, the show Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Which, I mean, what a name.
What a name.
What a name for a show.
It was insane.
Looking back.
Yes.
Were you playing a character?
No, I wasn't playing a character. I was just a younger version of who I am now. And I don't relate to that person as much anymore.
Okay.
But no, I wasn't playing a character. I definitely felt like maybe I was more turned up in moments. Mm-hmm. And like there were storylines we had to fulfill. Because it is ultimately, no matter what, they follow reality. But you have to embellish.
Show.
You have to make like gray areas pop. You have to refilm things.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was a job. Let's put it that way.
Okay, so it wasn't a full character, but you were kind of, when you look back, what do you like and dislike about that version?
I didn't watch a lot of it, to be honest. I put myself out there for other people to enjoy me or not enjoy mm-hmm. me. It wasn't for me to sit back and be like, oh my God, you're on TV. So right. And my interview looks were so bad. That was such an early start of glam that I had no fucking clue about. So it was just, it's tough to watch back.
I get that. Even with my podcast, sometimes I'm like, oh, people are always like, oh, how do you feel that you've had like 4 years of just podcasting on the internet?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
not great.
I mean, it's not great. Like, I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
Yeah.
There's certain things that I'm like, why did I say that?
No, totally. Oh, no. By the way, I felt like I was way, I guess, like bitchier, immature, insecure. Just
really?
Like, but what you are is
of
like
course.
A younger version of yourself.
That's what I feel like people have to understand. Like, sometimes people look back at when you put your life on the internet mm-hmm. or you're on TV and
yeah.
people scrutinize you for one thing. You're like, I was how old? And now I'm like, I'm different. I'm a different person. And if you documented yourself
absolutely.
At that age, hopefully you'd be a different person 5 years later also.
Right. And good fucking luck. Exactly.
Exactly. Okay, so you don't hate the character, but you just look back and you're like, I was just like a little bit more aggressive.
And I was a little bit more aggressive and I wasn't as happy. You know what I mean? And I also hadn't had 5 years of therapy.
How did you like filming that show?
I liked it. I was definitely, I took it very much as like, this is a stepping stone. Mm-hmm. I had worked towards getting on the show, not that specific show, but a show in general. And I treated it very much like a job. Like I was on time to things. Like it was fun because I was friends with them, but with the people on it, but it was a job.
What are you like in a social setting when you're drunk? Give us like drunk.
Loud. And very nice.
Oh,
I am like, we're going here. What about this? Oh my God, you told me you were interested in that. I get like high off of being able to be louder because I'm wasted. And then I am inviting you everywhere. We are going to Rome. And then I'm like, oh no, we're not. We're not going to Rome. Like I am like engaging.
You're the person that meets people in the bathroom and you're like, guys, come to the table.
Yes. I am that person. I'm like an internal club rat no matter how old I am. Like I just like love to talk to people, but then I also, if I get cornered and I don't want to talk, then I have a serious psycho breakdown.
Okay.
Because I don't know how to get out of the conversation.
I was talking about that with somebody the other day where I was at an event and someone was stuck. And you just can see it. Like everyone can see it when you're in a social setting and it's the nature of what happens. You start talking to someone, totally genuine conversation, whatever. But like it's forced because you guys don't really know each other. And it was just more supposed to be like a hi, hello, how are you? Like, oh, so good to see you here. And then you're supposed to keep flowing. But then all of a sudden everyone else is in conversation and you're stuck with that person. You're stuck.
It's like your partner for the night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always with a partner for the night. And then I get so fucking crazy that I will be like, we're seeing it through now. We're fucking signed up for this. Keep telling me about your mom. What mental illness did she have? Oh, tell me about your parents' divorce when you were 12. Why the fuck am I in this deep? This is what happens. I get fucking blind and I keep going.
I do too. And it's hard. Down the tunnel. Yeah. And now I'm like, well, we can talk about this. Like, here's my my number. Like,
oh, my number.
I'll give you my therapist.
Yes.
And like, we can get through this. Let's get lunch. I'm like, I didn't even want to go to lunch.
I didn't want to go to lunch. And it's not even like being fake. You're trying to make someone comfortable.
Right.
And then you double down because you're like, why aren't you walking away?
Right, right.
Just say, hi, how are you?
And just...
I know. A good host, I'm going to start to like implement that into my parties of like, you guys have been talking a long time.
And it's nothing mean.
No.
It's genuinely just like sometimes you don't need to have a conversation that long with someone.
No.
And you could just say, I got to go. But sometimes if the other person's not reading the cue, it can get a little awkward.
Oh my God. I've been there so many times. It's exhausting too.
Because sometimes they really are excited to have the conversation.
I know.
And you're like,
what the fuck?
Yeah. And there's other times where I want to talk for an hour to someone.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. Like,
but it's usually not somebody you've just met unless it's you and I. You're all like, guys, you haven't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. If someone can't shut the fuck up, but it's like a good can't shut the fuck up, great. If someone's so self-centered and just keeps talking about themselves and
delusional.
You're like, do you even know my name?
Yeah.
Then that's where you want to just, yeah.
Okay. I agree.
What is a current social media trend that makes you cringe?
Oh my God. All of it. I feel like the TikTok, I mean, I feel like I'm just, I no shade to it. I love it, but I just cannot. I don't have the I don't know. I can't find. I'm like trying to do Beyonce Cuff It. I'm trying to fucking figure it out. I'm trying to do the, and I can't.
It shifts a lot every day.
Every day.
I can't even post on TikTok. I try, but like I just can't. I can't get it down.
I can't get it down. Also, like our photos just not good enough anymore. Like, how do you want me to take a video of me walking down the street and pretending like I don't know? Because I tried in Napa. You know what happened? It was horrific. Okay. It was so bad that I was like, how the fuck does this?
Who took the video for you?
My husband. I said, you have to take a video of my outfit because I can't just get a photo. I need to do walking. He goes, okay, here. It was so much nose. It was so much. It was so bad. It just, I can't.
You just knew.
I just
because
knew.
That's the thing that's awful is, or even like the photos where we're trying to like pretend we're not looking. We know someone is holding our own personal iPhone and taking the photo.
I know.
And what has become cool about that? I'm doing it too. I'm like looking down.
Yeah.
I'm like looking away. Like, just look at the camera. What happened to this?
I know. The smiling at the photo. I swear I'm going to bring it back. That's what we should do.
We should.
I cannot keep pretending like, oh, there's a bird. Oh my God. Oh, and I'm looking down. It's been years of social media, and I still have no fucking idea.
Maybe
to take
we
a photo.
Bring it back.
Yeah, it's time.
Like,
just a
you're
smile,
the photo.
Happy. Yeah, smiley, happy. I feel much better. I'm not doing the pressure. I'm not doing it anymore.
Or just stare at the camera.
Yes.
We acknowledge. We know there is a husband or a boyfriend or a best friend or a mom or a grandma crouching to get the angle.
Exactly.
Acknowledge that.
Exactly. I'm with you. I agree.
Okay. Well. This is making me feel better.
Yeah.
Okay. When you wrapped your show after 5 seasons, your parting gift from your team was a book of some of your best quotes. What was your favorite quote from the book?
It was something about like you not knowing your dad. What was it? It was like if you're in heels by the pool, like you don't know your dad or something like that. Because really, why are you in heels by the pool? like, I don't, like, are you gonna, like, are you gonna slip and break your neck? Like, you were really trying for something. Like, you need to call someone else.
If you're in heels by the pool, you don't know your dad.
Yeah, and you have, like, a thigh tattoo that you regret. And, like, you're in, like, a black zippery, like, something that's uncomfortable for the labia to be in.
Wait, what do you feel about the wedge? Or, like, the one with the cork underneath, essentially?
Listen.
It looks like a plank from Home Depot.
Home Depot. Don't hate a wedge. You got to be specific about the wedge. But I like white or black. When things are in the gray, I have a very hard time. I spiral. Okay? I need things to be very clear. You're either my best friend or you're not my friend. Mm-hmm. I can't have you, like, kind of be a friend to me. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm getting to the wedge part of it all. A wedge is the gray, right? Because you're not wearing it by the pool if you have any class. And you're not wearing it to dinner unless you're on vacation. So it's sort of a useless shoe, unless that's your heel of choice, which, like, doesn't feel formal enough for me. Mm-hmm. How much time do I have to know all these opinions? It's kind of weird.
Like, no, this is good. This is good.
So to me, I'm overwhelmed by the idea of a wedge because it's useless to me. But I bought a pair of wedges over the summer. They had pom-poms on them. I brought them on vacation and I never ended up wearing them. And so I wore them on my show one time. But, like, a wedge just does not serve conducive to getting dressed.
I agree with you.
Yeah. I'm not wearing wedges with jeans. It's not 2008.
Oh, no. No, I agree. They're not the cutest also.
No, they're not
the cutest. They're comfortable.
Yeah, they're definitely comfortable. But, like, they're not comfortable in the sense that, like, oh, I'm wearing them to Coachella. Right. Or that's scary. Who's wearing those to Coachella? Nobody.
I hope nobody.
Nobody you're talking to.
No, nobody. What did you think about the, what boot is in right now? The knee or above the knee or below? Like, what are we doing?
I think to the knee or high up. I think they both work. An ankle,
high up.
An ankle boot that's heeled it's unacceptable. It never elongates. It never looks good. You're not doing yourself a favor. It doesn't look good on Irina fucking Shayk. If you have an ankle boot, return it. I don't care if it's a sock booty and it's the most flattering version. It does not look good. It's cutting off your leg, whether your leg's 9 feet long or 2 feet long. They're awful. A black suede ankle boot makes me want to clench my asshole and itch it. I can't.
I think I owned one of those in college. Yeah, thought I was, like, rocking the
town. And then there's, like, throw up on the side because you've walked through it.
And then there's, like, a little chain to, like, zip it.
Oh, mama.
Wait, okay, so when you... I love how I'm asking you fashion advice, but I think this can, like, help a lot of people.
No,
we're lost out here, okay? So it's either to the knee,
yes,
or high as fuck.
High to the point where you're not getting, like, if you're wearing a skirt, it's the skirt is covering. Like, but you want it to be extensive leather.
Do you feel like that looks hoish, though? Like, what can you wear with that?
No, it's not hoish because we are covering. So skirt, so boot, skirt. We don't want we don't want this showing. We don't want an ounce of skin showing. You also, not to confuse, you can wear pantyhose under the thigh-high boot and wear a booty short, like a leather booty short with a baggy sweater. That reads classy and cute. But if you're doing skirt, no pantyhose, and boot that's showing, trash whore. Disgusting. Trash whore. Which, by the way, I am the biggest trash whore, but I just not in terms of dressing.
Okay, this is good. Yeah, it's giving everything you're calling out is like Alex in college.
Exactly. No, and by the way, we've all been there.
We've grown. So if you're in college, do what we're saying. Actually.
Because here's the thing, you want to be a trash whore. Exactly.
It's the best to be the trash whore.
Exactly. But now I feel like people also like do these little tricks that they're like, why doesn't it look the same on me? And those little details are why it works on like the people these girls are following.
I got it. And so when you're doing a boot though and you're wearing long pants,
yes,
you just... the pants go over the boot.
Okay, so, yes. So if you're doing an ankle boot for that purpose and it's covered and you don't know, it's ambiguous in terms of the height, fine.
Have you ever seen someone wear an ankle boot with a dress?
Yeah.
No stocking.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. It's not making you look better in any way.
Okay, so while we're wrapping up, because this is actually great. I never talk about fashion on Call Her Daddy, but I actually think this is fucking helpful because it really is.
Good,
I'm so happy. We need to learn. For fall.
Yes.
What are some like go-tos we need to just be rocking, wearing, living in?
I think everyone should have two oversized crew neck sweaters. And I think I'm somebody that like believes in investing in like a higher priced item, even if you can't buy them a lot because you have them for 5 years.
What's your go-to outfit for like a fun, sexy date night?
I buy all this shit and then I'm always like in a really fitted, like skinny crop ankle jean with like a blazer of some kind and like a t-shirt underneath and a heel. Like that is like I am comfortable in. That's what I go to.
Skinny crop jean, heel.
It should always be a little bit high on the ankle.
high on the ankle.
Not all the way down where you're like, no, it needs
to be. We should have done a fucking vlog episode where I come over and try it on clothes.
By the way, I'm ready.
Maybe we do that.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Because, like, we need help.
I am. Those are the
Daddy gang needs help. Yeah. You're like, anytime. I can help.
I can help you anytime you want.
Okay. I want to know.
Yeah.
What are you doing next? Your show just ended.
Show just ended. I'm in the process of working. I'll be very detailed with you right now. I'm working out a budget for a pilot I'm going to shoot for a show idea that I've had for a really long time. And I'm not going to say exactly what the show is, but it is definitely something that I, for years, have just been like, I don't feel like my multi-layered self has been shown. There's always a version of who I am. There's a, like, there's a very empathetic, very nice side of me. I'm just gonna talk all about how great I am. And generous, and I'm actually a pretty decent person and somebody I've become, that I've started to really like after all the work I've done. And I feel like that doesn't get exposed enough. And so this show will interweave a little bit more of, like, the different layers of who I am.
So are you going to have a reality show?
It's not going to be reality.
Okay.
There will be snippets of reality, but it will not be reality.
When you're saying that you've really come to like yourself.
Yes.
What is that evolution?
I think that I've worked like a lot on myself, especially in the last 4 years, and I've really, like, learned why I worked the way I did for so many years, and, like, ended up leaving relationships really in a sort of a messy place and friendships in a messy place. And I just feel like I now understand certain things have happened to me over my life that I understand now why I operated that way. And now I'm moving away from that because I'm undoing all of that. And so I feel like I get to be a better version of myself. And so that version I would like to be out in the world more. And it's also hard to, like, self-produce yourself every day to post video. It's like,
it's a lot.
I'm exhausted. I don't want to do that all the time. But
I love that for you. Also, so exciting because, like, you're now raising children.
Exactly.
And you're just, like, the fact that you're feeling like you're the best version of yourself. Therapy, a godsend.
A godsend.
And I mean, yeah. I'm so excited for the show whenever it comes out. And
I'm manifesting May. I think I'll be filming in May. Oh, yeah. I've manifested everything in my entire life. Anything you want in your entire life,
you can get it.
You just say it. Anything. I'm going to date him. Okay. Except for John Mayer, everything has happened.
Except for John Mayer. But yep. Honestly, I will be checking the news moving forward because I could see it happening now. There's going to be, like, all of a sudden they allow a third into their relationship and they had a one night spree with John Mayer. Oh, my God. No, I love you. Thank you so much for coming
on. Thank you so much for having
me. So fun. The Daddy Gang's going to love you. And we're taking notes on the fashion advice.
I love it. I'm coming back anytime.
I love you.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month. So I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.
This episode is brought to you by UGG. Who's ready to create some core memories this spring, Daddy Gang? Rally the squad. We're packing up and heading out on a road trip in UGG. Y'all know I live in my UGG classic boots. Well, now it's time to swap out the boots for the sandal of the season, the Golden Glow, because you already know UGG season is year-round, baby. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com.
This episode is brought to you by Monday Hair Care. Daddy gang, nobody likes Mondays. Am I right? We're all sobbing. We're all sobbing and we're barely getting out of bed on a Monday. But Monday Hair Care is here to flip the script with its award-winning formulas. No more bad hair days, Daddy gang. Monday Hair Care is turning Mondays into a reason to celebrate good hair, which I love, thank God, with 7 new products like a leave-in conditioner, dry shampoo, a curl line, and body wash. And Daddy Gang, every single thing is under $10. Yes. And the smell is to die for. Okay. I want my hair smelling like something that Matt wants to be engulfed in. I want him to come up to me and go, oh my
God, you smell amazing. Oh my God, what is that in your hair? So Daddy Gang, reclaim the week with Monday at all leading retailers. Visit mondayhaircare.com to find a stockist near you.